के ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, राधा गोलोक नंद की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। सो दिस इज कैंटो 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 49 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। सो इट इज ऑन द बोर्ड। प्लीज रिपीट। धर्मेन पालयन् उर्विम् प्रजाशीलेन रञ्जयन् वर्तमानः समस्वेषु श्रेया कीर्तिमवाप्स्यसि। धर्मेन religiously palayan, protecting urvim, the earth, prajaha, the citizens, shilena, by good character, ranjayan, delighting, vartamanaha, remaining, samaha, equally disposed, sveshu, to your relatives, shreyaha, perfection, kirtim, glory, avapshasi, you will achieve. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By religiously protecting the earth, delighting your subjects with your noble character, and treating all your relatives equally, you will surely achieve success and glory. Akrur told Dhritarashtra that even though he had usurped the throne, if he now ruled according to the principles of dharma and behaved properly, he could be successful. End of the purport. Dharmena palayan urvim prajaha shilena ranjayan vartamanah samah sveshu shreyah kirtim vapshasi. By religiously protecting the earth, delighting your subjects with your noble character, and treating all your relatives equally, you will surely achieve success and glory. So this is Akrura Uvacha. Akrur said, and he said this to Dhritarashtra. He also had said yesterday, if you were here, भो भो वैचित्र्य वीर्यत्वं कुरुणां कीर्तिवर्धन भातर्योपरते पांडा पांडवधुना सनस्मास्थितः। दिस इज व्हाट वी आर रीडिंग, इज जस्ट फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग, द सेकंड स्टेटमेंट्स, दिस वन वी जस्ट रेड, दिस इज द फर्स्ट वन addressing Dhritarashtra. Akrur said, O my dear son of Vichitra Virya, O enhancer of the Kuru's glory, your brother Pandu having passed away, you have now assumed the royal throne. And then today's statement. Chakrur has come all the way from Mathura. He has been in fact sent to Hastinapur. You know where Hastinapur is? You know where Mathura is? Where Hastinapur? Where Mathura? You know Mathura. Okay? You know Vrindavan? You have to know something. Then in relationship with that location, you could understand the other things called Sambandh Gyan, relationships. So Mathura, yes. Jai ho, Radha Goloka Nanda ki, jai ho, Jagannath Balde Subhadra ki. On the banks of Jamuna is Mathura, and on the bank of Ganga is Hastinapur. Hastinapur is not far from Haridwar, probably you know Haridwar. Near there was a town, capital of the entire planet Urvim, it is said. You rule not just little kingdom. Dharmena palayan Urvim, the earth. You are ruler of the earth. You are emperor. There are other kings, but you are king of the kings now. You are emperor. And your capital is Hastinapur, on the banks, sacred banks of Ganga. So from Mathura, Akrur has traveled to Hastinapur for the message of Krishna and Balaram. Some news reaching Mathura all the way from Hastinapur. Not very good news. The sons of Pandu, the Pandavas, are being harassed, tortured, attempts to kill them, so many atrocities they had been undergoing. So something had to be done. So Akrur has come to Hastinapur and talk to the top person, the most responsible person for whatever was going on. It was a knowledge of Dhritarashtra. He is the king. His sons were responsible for some of the bad things going on. But then Dhritarashtra is ruler and also the father of those Dhritarashtra, especially Duryodhan, had a big role to play. So here is advice of Akrur, who is a devotee of the Lord. So he's going to be talking on behalf of the Lord. As if Lord is talking himself now. Akrura Uvacha is very similar to Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Speaking on behalf of Sri Krishna, Balaram. So my dear Dhritarashtra, Kurunam Kirti Vardhana, you are the glory of the Kuru dynasty, or you are meant to enhance the glory of the Kuru dynasty. Kirti Vardhana, like a go Vardhana, Ananda Vardhana. Vardhan means to expand. So you are meant to expand, enhance the glory, kirti, glory of Kurunam, the Kuru dynasty. And you are son of Vichitra Virya, that exalted king Vichitra Virya. You are son of him. Now Pandu is no more, and your brother Pandu was expecting that you would be taking care, maintaining, taking care of his sons. They were just minor children when he passed away, and this was his will that you would execute that will of looking after his sons. And in due course of time, you would enthrone them. They would become the rulers, take charge of the kingdom. But not happening. That's not going on. This is unfair what you are doing. Dharamena palayan urvim. You should protect urvim, the whole earthly planet. You are supposed to be maintainer of the earthly planet, or all the citizens on this earthly planet. You are Raja, and they are all your Praja. They are your offsprings. They are your children. That's the understanding. All the citizens are children of the king. Raja and Praja. Yatha Raja, Tatha Praja. Probably you have heard this saying. Then, like king, like citizens. Like father, like son. So, citizens are like the king. Yatha Raja, Tatha Praja. So, Praja, as if he has given birth. They are his children. And he is expected to take care of all of them. Dharamena palayan urvim. And while taking care of them, how do you take care of them? Dharmena. By following the principles of dharma. You take care of your citizens. We'll go forward, then we'll come back again. Shilena Ranjayan. So, Palayan Ranjayan. You, Palayan, you maintain them. And you also do what? Palayan and Ranjayan. Gopijana. Gopijana Ranjana. Vrajajana Ranjana. Vrajajana Ranjana. Lord Sri Krishna is Vrajajana. Vrajajana's Ranjan is entertainer, delighter. He gives delights to all the residents of Vrindavan. Vrajajana Ranjana. And for you are the king, so you have to do praja palan, praja ranjan. This is also called lalan and palan. The parents also do two things for their children. They do lalan and palan. Palan is maintenance, give them roti, kapda, makan, give them housing, clothing, education. This is palan. And lalan is give them affection, love and affection. These are requirements of children, palan and lalan. Parents seem to be doing some palan, but there's no time for lalan, because they are so busy with their businesses. They feed them, the palan, there's for lalan, there's no time for family or children. So palan is for a body, more for a body. Lalan is more for mind, soul. Prajashilena Ranjayan. Shilena, by your character, good character, good conduct, you do Ranjayan, Ranjan. Pleasing, delighting them, keeping them jubilant, happy. Vartamanaha samaha sveshu. Is some of these words are jewels. Very good words, quality words, gems. Samaha sveshu. Samaha. You should be equally disposed. Samaha. Samaha sarveshu bhuteshu. Should not make distinction. Oh, these are my children. These are someone else's children. These are my people. These are some outsiders. This is not fair. Samaha. Ayam nijaha. Paraha vetti ganana laghuchetasam. These are my people. Ayam nijaha. Paraha. Paraha vetti, and these are some outsiders. Ganana, one who thinks like this, is counted amongst the laghuchetasam. Small-minded people think like this. Narrow-minded people, low-class people think like this. Ours and theirs, and they make this distinction. Udara charitanam tu vasudhaiva kutumbakam. For those who are udar, magnanimous, broad-minded, vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Vasudha, again, urvim is prithvi, the earth, and vasudha is another name for earth. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam, all the people on this planet are part of my family. This is high thinking. This is called high thinking, simple living and high thinking. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Especially you are You are the king, you are the emperor, and you should be thinking of everybody on this planet as part of your family. Vartamanaha samaha sveshu. They're all your people, sveshu. Equal vision. Like God's vision. This high thinking is a godly thinking. Thinking like God. Not that you become God. To think like that. Like father, like son. So, father is supreme, father is supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And you think like him. Well, your son, you are his son. So this is expectation. You are God's son. So think like the way your father thinks. And father thinks, Krishna, God thinks. They're all my people. All my people. So thinking on behalf of the Lord, as representative of the Lord, think like a big thinking. Prabhupada built the house. How big is the house? Whole world. Whole Mauritius. All of Mauritius. Is that the world? Is Mauritius? It's a world in itself. Well, for our family is a world for us. For some of us, family is the world. Big world. And Prabhupada was thinking the whole world could live in that house. Big house. Krishna conscious family. Globally living in one house. Sreyaha. And if you did this, this would be Sreya. Na Sreya na Pashami. Hatva Swajanam Ahave. Arjun, at the beginning of the battle, said, No. Fighting? I can't do. Hatva Swajanam Ahave. And this ghastly warfare. Killing my own people? Na Sreyaha Anupashyami. I do not see Anupashyami Na Sreyaha. I do not see any long-term benefit in killing my own people. Maybe something immediate benefit may be there. Short-term benefit may be there. But I care for Sreya, not for Preya. Shreyas and prayas. You feel good? Do it. Don't even think. Just do it. Feel good? Do it. Do not think. This is prayer. Shreyas is taking everything into consideration. What would be the reaction, outcome of this action? I will feel good now, but then what next? What would be the reaction of what I am just about to do this? So, na rajyam na sukhani cha, Arjun said. Okay, if I win this battle, I will become the king and have some sukh, some happiness. But no, that's not. That's something immediate I would achieve, but I would be losing all my family by killing them. What good is that? Being a ruler and happily enjoying the kingdom if there are no citizens, no friends, no relatives remained after killing, after the battle. What good is that kingdom. Na rajyam na sukhani cha. I am not interested in this kind of kingdom and this kind of happiness. So I will not kill. So Arjuna is thinking like that. At least he's thinking of this Shreya business. Shreya. In long term, I will not be happy. So Akrur is advised, Shreya Kirtim avapshasi, you will attain Kirti. If you rule like this, Dharamena Palayan Gurvim, if you rule the kingdom according to the principles of religion, Prajasilena Ranjayan, and if you entertain them, will take care of their even psychological needs, mental needs, taking care of body, mind, and soul. Complete whole is the three components, body, mind, soul. So not only taking care of their bodies by palayan, but by ranjayan, taking care of their needs of the mind and ultimately, of course, the soul. Vartamanaha samahasveshu, with equal disposition, equal equilibrium of your mind. If you rule the kingdom like this, more things are to follow. This is just one sentence, one statement. This is going to be long good advice for next quite a few days. You'll be talking on and on and on. And which is good for, should give this to your Prime Minister of your country. Gone to the Prime Minister or President of the planet. Your Prime Minister or President should hear a message on behalf of Golokanand. If Arjun could do this, you have a message. Lord, give a message to Arjun. Pass that on so that they could rule the Mauritius accordingly. The citizens would be maintained and entertained. And as a result, Kirti Mamapshasi, you will attain Kirti. You will good name. You will get good name for doing these things. Kirti Mavapshasi. This is something important achievement. Kirti is something one should try to achieve. Kirti. Some good name. Kirti yashasa jivati. Person who has a good name, fame in the society, that person is a good person, is living person. Otherwise, is already dead. While living in this body, no good name means he's already dead. And by following Lord, the principles, Dharma, certainly one becomes naturally famous. You don't need public relations department, some image builder. Lord becomes, he promotes. Kirtinam manam vardhana. We're talking during Prabhupada's centennial. And there's a statement from the Shastra, I think it's from Bhagavatam, says Bhaktanam, Bhaktanam Manavardhana. Lord is known as Bhaktanam, his devotees, man means honor, man, sanman, manavardhana, like a kirti vardhana, manavardhana. Who does this? Lord does this. Bhaktana manavardhana. The glories of devotees. Who is a PR person for Dhruva Maharaj? Who is a PR person for Prahlad Maharaj? They're famous after hundreds and thousands of years have passed. You know Dhruva Maharaj? You know Prahlad Maharaj? I was just 8 years old, or maybe even smaller. I was told about Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and this Maharaj and that Maharaj. Bhaktana Manavardhana. Ebeyash Ghoshuk Tribhuvana. Ebeyash, Yash, Kirti. Similar. Tribhuvan. Ebeyash Ghoshuk Tribhuvan. May my spiritual master's glories, Srila Prabhupada's glories, spread. How far? Tribhuvan. On the three worlds, that his glories. So who is going to bring his glories to the other worlds? Lord does this. Bhaktana mana vardhana. Kirti mavapshasi. You will become, will gain good name. Marave pari kirti rupi urave. The saying in Marathi. You may die, and for sure you will die. But then you should stay behind. In what form? Kirti rupi urave. Kirti rup. You may move on, but you also stay on. How do you stay on? Kirti rupi urave. You stay on in the form of your good name. Remember you. If they are remembering you, you are there. You are not dead. So don't die when death takes place. Live on with your good name. So this advice of Akrur, as he had arrived in Hastinapur, he has already met with Vidur and Mother Kunti, and both of them have briefed Akrur. Briefing has already taken place and given all the reports. You know, that Duryodhan, he did this and he did that and that. On and on and on. Hmm. Lord Krishna, do they remember us? As we are going through all these ups and downs and harassments, do they even remember us? Kunti is thinking. We're expecting them to come, do something, or telephone us, or just phone us. No SMS, nothing. Vidura also saying, I try to give good advice to my brother Dhritarashtra. This is talking to a crew like this. Dhritarashtra and Vidur, they are brothers, and Pandu, three sons, three brothers, three of them. Pandu is no more, the remaining two brothers. Vidur was born from the womb of a lower class woman or Shudrani. Naukarani. So he, although he was very wise man, Vidu, he really knew. He was very learned and also very beautiful. Vidur. His Vidur Niti, his principles of morality are world famous. But he couldn't take the throne because of his birth. The Pandu was, well, but then he had to leave his body. He was not old man. Pandu wasn't old, but then there was a curse. So, and he, so Dhritarashtra, was born blind. Defecto, is it defecto? Yes. His Pandu brother was no more than he kind of becomes the ruler, but not forever. As soon as Pandavas are grown up, Dhritarashtra should have immediately given the throne, the kingdom to the sons of Pandu, but he is not doing this because sons of Dhritarashtra, especially Duryodhana, is very ambitious, envious and ambitious. He wants to take the throne. And Vidur had given good advice to Dhritarashtra on many occasions. And whenever Vidur would talk to Dhritarashtra, he would understand the points made by Vidur. It would make sense to him. He would kind of agree. Yes, yes, that makes sense. That's right. That's right, brother. Thank you. Thank you. But then as soon as he was, Dhritarashtra was back with Duryodhana, and all that good advice by Vidur would gone, finished, in vain. because Dhritarashtra was so much attached to his sons, especially the eldest son, Duryodhan. All that good advice would not go deeper, take roots in his heart and in his consciousness. That would come to an end. So as a result, and of course Akrur is, Vidur is still there in Hastinapur. After giving advice many times over again and again and again, it's going to be one day, it's like a preaching to the faithless. It's offense. Preach to the faithless is an offense. So one day he felt, I'm committing offenses. I'm giving good advice, but it's a waste of time and energy. And then one time, Duryodhan also was insulting. Oh, I know, dear father, didn't you hear this from your brother Vidur? He is the one who is giving this advice to you. And then Duryodhan gets on the case of Vidur. And that was it. Vidur leaves home and begins traveling all over Bharat Varsha. So this is much prior to that time. Dharamena palayan urvim, again, the ruler is expected to. Ruler should take Shastra in one hand, which is Dharma, Dharma Shastra. In other hand, he takes Shastra. Shastra and Shastra. So before using Shastra, he has to refer to Shastra. That is dharmena palayan urvim. That is ruling the earth according to the principles of religion. Otherwise, no shastra. King is blind, ignorant, and he's just using shastra. So either the king is using Shastra himself, referring to the Shastra, or he has advisors, the Brahmanas, learned pandits, and they are compared to the head. Brahmanas are the head. The head gives the direction to the entire body, including to the hands. The head says, use the hand. The head says, battle now. Don't battle. Do this. Do that. The hand does it accordingly. And so does the belly and the legs. So Brahmanas are, this is their role in the society. They are a head. Not just a head. But the present day society is, what kind of society, Prabhupada said? Headless society. Present day society is a headless society. That doesn't mean people, they don't have this part. Only yeah, it is there, but that head is no shastra inside. There's no gyan inside. There is no Varshila, the character inside. There's no equilibrium of mind inside. And so many things are missing. So citizens would be protected if the king rules the kingdom as per dharma. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. It's a very big statement from the Vedic statements. Is dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. People, if you want to protect dharma, protect citizens, then protect dharma. If dharma is protected, then the citizens will be protected. Rakshan, raksha. And kshatriya, this is kshatat trayate iti kshatriya. Kshat means getting wounded or getting hurt. So kshatriya is that person who kshatat trayate iti kshatriya. Kshatriya or the king or the ruler, the emperor is that person who protects citizens from getting wounded, getting hurt. This is his job description. Kshatatrayate. Make sure they're not hurt. They're not wounded. Not hurt. Physically or mentally, spiritually. He's a manager of the society. He's a so that's why they are the first ones. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu, Lord said in Bhagavad Gita. The first party who should know the shastras in parampara and disciplic succession are the kings. Evam parampara praptam. Attain. Who attains? Rajarshaya. Rajarshis. Saintly kings. So Raja and Rishi, this used to be the team. In good old days when they're the proper rule. And Raja and the Rishi were used to be the team. Now Rishi giving advice and Raja then doing the execution, implementation. But then down the road some few hundred years ago, and that is now happening more and more all over, or already happened, this secular state, secularism, or the church and the state separation. There used to be time when church and state, church means priest and state is the king, they used to work together. But in the West also, segregation took place. Okay, you priests, you mind your own business in your monasteries. Don't interfere, don't meddle, don't. We'll manage the state, you manage the church. So this is how the society became gradually a headless society. No guidance from the priests, the brahmanas, the shastras, which express the will of the Lord, the direction coming from the Lord, how well the kingdom should be ruled. There is whole guidance from the shastras, sadhus, shastras, acharyas, and about all of them is supreme personality of Godhead, and sadhu, shastra, acharyas, and then the kshatriyas, they are for implementation. So dharmena palayan urmim, according to the principles of dharma, earth should be ruled. That is not happening. As a result, what is the result? Headless society is praja ranjayan, is praja delighted. I mean, we travel all over the world practically, and we are yet to come across a country and meet the citizens where the citizens are delighted with the king. We are happy with our king, we are happy with our prime minister. Such a nice, we're happy with our president. Everywhere as we go around, from country to country, everywhere, the citizens are in tears, troubled, heavy taxes, or whatnot. One gentleman's son died, the father is living, son dead. This happened in the rule of Sri Ram, one such case. Immediately they went directly to the king. There must be something wrong in your rule. Some discrepancy, something, some flaw. As a result, you see, the father is living, son dies before the father. This was unheard of, but this happened. Who is responsible? The king is responsible. Something wrong with his. And now, what happens? So many sons and daughters are dying, prematurely dying, or even they are not even allowed to take birth. Parents make the plans, mother makes the plan. So the child is killed in the womb. And then the government would pass the legislation that abortion is legal, it's legalized. So the government doesn't penalize you, but there's another government up there. The Lord's government. Sunday ho ya Monday, khate jao ande. So the government has legalized, but is another government, Yamaraj ke dande. They don't know this. So government may pass so many rules, make legislation, constitution. When headless society, they pass these rules. So this is all prayers. Immediately, I feel good. This is for sake of convenience. I do this, do that. But then, this Shreya. This is prayer. Shreyas. In long term, what is the outcome of these actions? So Palayan Urvim, protection of earth. Thinking of that for a moment. All the present day kings, which are presidents and prime ministers mostly, by their combined rule of this planet, earthly planet, see the state of affairs of this planet. Earth itself is in trouble. Earth itself is sick and developing some temperature. Which they call that as global warming. The globe, Mother Earth, is warming up. And the 4 degrees have gone higher than the normal. And counting. In whose lap we reside. Hopefully, happily, if Mother herself is not in healthy state, then what could children expect? With so much deforestation, cutting the forests, which sometimes is compared with the forest on the body of the earth, face of the earth, is like a sari of Mother Earth. See, where's the sari in the form of this forest? Then some flowers there, huh? Embroidery on their sari. And the green sari, and then a lot of beautiful flowers, embroidery all over. But the present day rulers, present day Duryodhan and Dushyasanas, what did Dushyasan do some 5,000 years ago? What was he doing? Right there in the assembly, he disrobed. He was attempting to remove the sari of Draupadi. So now there are so many Dushyasanas all over the planet. They're also doing the same thing. Making big holes in Johannesburg looking for gold. You could see big mines as you fly over those areas. They have dug so much dirt or earth. It's another mountain like. They go deeper, looking for gold, looking for coal, looking for petroleum, looking for this. And so much pinching, so much drilling. Could that be possibly? I don't know. But there's so much news of earthquakes these days. Every other day there's an earthquake somewhere on the planet. The news of earthquake used to be rare, you know, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 years ago. And a few times in a year, some news of earthquake. But now, every other day, there's some earthquake somewhere. There's always so many earthquakes. Like earth is trembling. Earth is trembling, shaking. Climate change. I don't know whether you're experiencing this in this part of the world, but rest of the world taking serious note and yes, seriously being affected by the changes in the climates. The seasons drag on, or you some places, no, there's a drought, or there's a, and that thing's a flood everywhere, drought everywhere. The blowing of the winds and tornadoes. And some years ago, there's a called a hurricane, hurricane in America. And I said, a hurricane. Hurry has come with the cane. To beat you. So there is so much mismanagement, misrule, and the citizens, whole human population, well, this is what you get. Animals are also part of the praja. Animals are part of the, they're also children of the king. They're also citizens. So where is that samaha sveshu? Okay, we'll take care of human beings, but we'll slaughter the animals, we'll slaughter cows, feed beef to the human beings. This is adharmena. This is against principles of religion. So not only human beings are citizens and children of the country and the king, but all the animals, including trees, why cut them? We need them. They need us, we need them. And they give us oxygen, they take carbon dioxide, they give us oxygen in return. And oxygen is our life, the human. So there are no trees, no forest to do this transformation, take CO2, give O2, oxygen, and the temperature is going up. (Clears throat) result. See, the kings and presidents are not getting good name, not in this life, forget in the next life, or after they are gone, they are not going to be remembered. Okay, so many things. Yes, this piece of advice from a Krush, this is 5,000 year old, but still relevant to this day. That's why this is in the Bhagavatam. This wasn't just printed in the Hastinapur newspaper. A Krur from Mathura gave this piece of advice to King of Hastinapur, Dhritarashtra, and photograph while they're talking. And some, what a Krur had to say, is printed, quote unquote. And then next day another news, and next day another news, and next day another news, and that has become old and irrelevant news and maybe useless. That is not the case. That is why what a Krur had to say to Dhritarashtra was good for all the time in future. Hence, it was not just printed in the newspaper, but it has been included in Bhagavatam here for benefit of everybody, especially the rulers, because they are supposed to be evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. They would read what a Krur had to say. They will study this and rule their countries accordingly. So the citizens are protected. So that the citizens are, they end up becoming Krishna conscious citizens, God conscious, Krishna conscious citizens, and attain the perfection of their lives. So we have to get this across. Spread this around. This also in our own lives. We're also, maybe we're not emperors of the world, or but we are president, not president of the country, but the president of the temple. Also administration. There's a post, there's a Kshatriya post. We may be head of the family, and you're ruler of the family, you're king of the family, you're emperor of that little world of your own. So we could see how in those posts that we have, in that jurisdiction that we have, how we could rule, manage according to the expectation. on the missions, it's Akrur's mission in Hastinapur. But then, that's not limited. His mission is, could be, or his advice could be implemented for all the time to come, so the present time also. This is good. Okay, so I'll stop here. If there's any question or comment. We must think big and teach others to think big in the godly way. How do we make government understand that their thinking is nonsense? You could go medium. I tell you, nonsense. This on internet, is president watching us right now? And ours is better while doing, being more humble than a blade of grass. Always still have to speak the truth. Well, we humbly present the truth. So just, you know, out of humility, we don't shut up. We don't. That's not being proud to speak the truth. There's no pride or false pride in it. So humility is a still humble statement. This is the truth. Coming out like a plow, you see. Needle, small needle. Entering like a needle, coming out like a plow. Abhijananti ma mudha and all that. Lord is talking. Mudhas, they're fools and rascals. Those who consider that I am yet another human-like. Manusimtanam asritam. My tanu, my body is also like a human-like. Those who think like this, they are mudas. Abhijananti, they don't know. So the Lord is speaking the truth. So people are dull-headed to wake them up, to shake them up. Sometimes these terms are used. What? Really wake up. What? Nonsense, you said. You get the impression? It's all right, or need some further clarification? So, I mean, our thinking is, we think like, high thinking, so like a Krishna's thinking, so we try to get that across. Jari dakho tyari kaho, Krishna upadesh, Krishna's upadesh, and we have nothing to say, but we try to say on behalf of the Lord, big thinking, for the benefit of everybody. It may not be palatable every time. It may not be sugaring of the pill. That's another. The sugar, the pill is bitter, medicine is bitter, so they put some sugar coating on it. So when they initially, it tastes good. So you go, you take the sugar-coated bitter medicine. so tongue welcomes it, and then it goes in, and then the bitter medicine does its job. So we may give some prasadam to the king first, or invite him for lunch, or so do some sugaring of the bitter advice. So devotees may use those tacts also to get the message across. Not always straightforward. There may be some. Time, place, circumstances. Any other statement?
Liberation.
Liberation. Better go slow so that I understand. Liberation is sort of punishment. I think it seems you understand this. Bhakti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashant. Say Krishna bhakta nishkam. Ataeva shant. So devotee. Kaivalyam narakaya, this is. Kaivalya. Mukti is also called Kaivalya. It is worse than hell. Because some devotees don't mind. Only if I go to hell, I'm ready. Because even there I will remember you, or serve you, or try to maintain my Krishna consciousness, or maybe meet Yamaraj there, and he's a devotee also. Mahabhagavat, have some exchanges with him. But if I attain liberation, well then there's no scope to do that. Because I will be put into illusion. It's a kind of illusion. Last snare of Maya, Prabhupada writes this. This liberation business is living entities trying to imitate the Lord or compete with the Lord. So they first try to enjoy like Lord, by asti kami, by enjoying bhogas. But when that does not work, then they go for mukti kami, the liberation. And this, Prabhupada was, I was just hearing Prabhupada's lecture. The grapes, the fox comes to the grape garden, but the smart farmer has hung his grapes, you know, at great height. The fox is jumping and jumping and jumping, but not reaching the grapes. He's not able to grab the grapes. He goes away. I never wanted those grapes. They're sour. Who cares for those grapes? So conditioned soul, first of all, tries to enjoy. And that doesn't work. You get so many kicks. And every time, action, reaction. Then he comes to conclusion. Brahma Satya. Brahma Satya. Jagat Mithya. Jagat is false. World is false. Brahman, liberation, that's reality. So then he tries to merge, identify with that Brahman. I am Brahmasmi. I am that Brahman. So whole material existence or the falsity of this existence is described in two small words in Bhagavatam. One word is aham, aham. The other word is mama, mama. Mama means mine. It's all mine, small mine. Ishwaro aham. I'm going to enjoy. It's for me, it's for me. And when that does not work, that mama part, aspect, then he goes for aham, aham. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. So Advait, just me and me alone. So there is no scope. So that kills, this liberation kills the spirit of devotion. For devotion and devotional. Devotion unto somebody. And there's another body. I am one body. Body, small one. And the Lord, another one. And there's a devotion. I am Bhakta. Lord is Bhagavan. And there's a flow. The link between the two is Bhakti. Bhakti is a medium. Or Bhakta. Bhakta expresses his Bhakti devotion unto the Lord. And that's the life, that's spiritual life, Krishna conscious life. But liberation meant that there's the end of that devotion. So it kills the spirit of devotion. They're anti. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to say, do not hear this mayavad bhasha sunile hoila sarvanash. So mayavadis are there after this liberation, and by listening to their interpretation, their understanding, which is misunderstanding, then hoila sarvanash. Your spirit of devotion, devotional service, you will lose that spirit. So be aware. Mayavadi Krishna Paradi. Mayavadis are being offenders of unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Because they do not accept that lotus feet of the Lord. Aruya Krishrena Param Padam. Then Patanti Adaha. Try to go higher, but they fall down, these mayavadis, impersonalists, because they disrespect your lotus feet. They disrespect your lotus feet, my Lord. That's why they fall down or they merge into Brahman. But there's also again not a permanent situation. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution, this devotional service, this bhakti, this Dr. Shankaracharya, who propagated this sarvam khalu idam brahma. And Vaishnavacharyas appeared. And then finally Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to establish this devotional service unto the Lord. Yeah? Okay? Should we not stop? Along. This is Mahabharat. quite intricate. Yes, Shantanu and Mother Ganga. Chitravirya, and there was another, two brothers, Chitrangada. So Chitrangada was battling in the same Kurukshetra before the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and he died. So that the remaining one was Vichitravirya. And then, so he had, he was married to, Ambika and Ambalika, and then there was, I think, one maid servant also, third one, that's how. Then Vichitravirya, so one brother, Chitrangada already was killed in the battle, and Vichitravirya, I think he had some disease he developed, and he also died. So the dynasty has had to be continued for the Satyavati, right? So Parashar Muni, while he was going on a boat, and the boating was done by Satyavati, and then there was a union between the two, and Srila Vyasadeva was born. But this was kind of illegal, is it. So she abandoned Vyasadeva. But he had said, "If you, mother, if you need help any time in future, please just remember me. I may be of some help, some assistance to you." So then, Satyavati remembered. What could I do? So then, explained. So there's Ambika, Ambalika, they were there with no children, husband no more. The dynasty has to be continued. So could you do something? And then he obliged. He did. So there were different reactions as Vasudeva had a union with his three, one or two wives of Vichitravirya. One wife, she couldn't stand it. Srila Vyasadeva is not very beautiful. As he approached, she closed her eyes at the time of conception, and child was born and he was blind, Dhritarashtra. The other wife's reaction was she became pale, her body luster, she lost the luster of her body as Srila Vyasadeva approached. Son born was Pandu. Pandu meaning the complexion was pale complexion. So these were the two official wives of Vichitravirya, Amba, Ambika, Ambika, Ambalika. And then there was a third one, she was a maid servant, and it was okay with her. There's no reactions, it's normal for her. So, and the child was born, beautiful and very intelligent. And that was Vidur. So Dhritarashtra and Pandu were born from official wives of Vichitravirya, so they continue. One of them, as we explained earlier, Pandu. I think he was elder, or because he was not blind. Or maybe Dhritarashtra was the first one, eldest, but he was blind, so he doesn't become the king, so Pandu had become the king. And Vidur, although Vyasadeva had given birth to Vidur also, but she was not one of the two official wives of Vichitravirya, so he could not claim the throne. So that's a little history from Mahabharata. Jagannath Subhadra ki jai, Kendra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premananda.